Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, two quick things before we dive into today's really important subject. One is the last couple of podcasts I've been a part of have basically been brief recaps of Sunday's message from April the 22nd called How to Make a Comeback. If you've ever needed a do-over, if you've ever felt like, man, I need to come clean or I need to figure out next steps, I would invite you to check out the replay of that message. And one of the easy ways to do that is just go to my blog. It's yourbetterstory.com, yourbetterstory.com, and you'll find in that listing a replay for How to Make a Comeback. The second thing I want to invite you to be part of is there's something called the National Day of Prayer, and it's coming up on Thursday the 3rd, and this is an amazing opportunity. Can you imagine if hundreds, if not thousands of us joined together at some point during the day to intentionally pray for our nation? And there's a lot of elements to that, and so I trust you'll check out our Facebook page and look for the post about how to be part of that. But it's going to be on demand and something that we would be honored for you to be a part of. Prayer is such a big deal. And so would you join us on the 3rd to do that? Well, today I want to talk about this idea of the comeback king, because King David is known as a man after God's own heart. He's somebody that God appointed to be the next king of Israel, and yet he blew it. I mean, think about it. He was a man after God's own heart, but he committed adultery and eventually murder. Well, if David could do that, man, if David could sink to that level, any person can. Any one of us could. Given the right circumstances, given the right situation, any one of us could blow it. And so today, man, I don't want to hang out there. I don't want to hang out on the negative side of that, because I think most of us have known that, right? Most of us have known when we've made mistakes. So here's what I want to talk about today. How do you activate the comeback? What made David so great is that he didn't just stay in that sin, but he came back from it. And in Psalm 51, he talks about the unending love of God. He talks about the loving kindness of God. And what David realized is that even though he was a great sinner, God was a great savior. And so here are three powerful, honestly, they're simple sentences, but powerful reminders in making a comeback. And here's the first one. Your biggest sins are not too big for God's grace. Did you catch that? Your biggest sins are not too big for God's grace. In other words, you can have confidence that God still loves you. I mean, sin doesn't want you to do that. Guilt paralyzes us. Guilt breeds self-hatred. But this reminder, this comeback king, this reminder is that God's grace is still sufficient. Here's a second reminder. You are not what you've done. You are not what you've done. You are who God says you are. See, oftentimes we allow sin to define us. We take on these labels. We think, well, of course I'm going to live that way because this is who I am. But here's what I want to remind you of today. Sin is an event. It is not a person. Right? David's sin of adultery and David's sin of murder is not who he was. He's still a man after God's own heart. Did he go wayward? Absolutely. But that sin does not label him. You are not what you've done. You are who God says you are. And here's the third reminder. You can't change your past, but God can change your future. You cannot change your past. So often we live life with so many regrets and we look in that rearview mirror. But David in Psalm 51, I encourage you to read it today. He says over and over and over again, God, would you cleanse me? God, would you wash me? And so he can't change the past, but he can submit his present to the Lord and God can shape his future. Man, if you've blown it, if you've made big mistakes, if you think, man, I'm too far gone, I want to give you this encouragement. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. If God can restore David, he can restore you. And for David, some of his brightest days were on the other side of his comeback. I want to close today with a reminder from Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Here's what it says. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Would you today leave behind the mistake, leave behind the sin, confess it, admit it, but ask God, God, would you restore me? And God, would you use me? Because I guarantee you, as Pastor Chuck says so often, he loves you. Well, I hope you have a great day today. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. And again, be on the lookout. Go to our Facebook page or our Instagram account and check out the details about the National Day of Prayer. And I hope you'll join us back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.